One Man Family, now brought to you transcribed every weekday night at this time by Tabson, the new improved antihistaminic tablet for the symptoms of colds and hay fever. Another fine, dependable product of Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Overheard between Hazel and Mother Barber in the library.
I suppose I could tell you the secret, Hazel. You won't let it go any further?
Why, of course not, Mother.
Your father told him the stick was confident.
Then nobody else knows?
No, except Paul. I had to tell him.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, if someone in the family is feeling miserable with hay fever or a cold, try Tabson. Yes, take Tabson quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabson, is the improved antihistaminic tablet made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tabson is different because it provides more than just an antihistamine, offers more relief from hay fever and cold misery. Tabson contains a dependable antihistamine for quick relief from the sniffles, the sneezes, and the discomfort in the eyes and nose. But more than that, Tabson also provides a dependable pain reliever for the headache that so often accompanies these ailments. Tabson is a smooth-coated tablet that is easy to swallow, leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. So, if it's real relief from hay fever and cold misery that you want, remember Tabson. Take Tabson quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabson. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. Chapter 2, Book 78. The routine at the Barber family home in Seacliff, San Francisco, has been considerably modified by a house guest. Elwood Giddings has been established in Claudia's old room. That was Father Barber's doing when he learned that Giddings and Teddy were engaged, which is supposed to be a secret. The secret, however, is bursting at the seams and is leaking badly. It is afternoon now, and Hazel is in the library with Mother Barber.
I don't know what in the world you can be thinking of, Mother.
Why didn't you tell Father it was just too much work for you to have this Mr. Giddings in the house?
Oh, it'll be all right, Hazel.
I don't understand, Father. Here you worked yourself to a frazzle getting him over his operation, and then you invite a total stranger, practically, to come and be a house guest. When I heard what he'd done, I couldn't believe my ears. I suppose the whole family is speculating about Mr. Giddings.
Well, we're all concerned about you taking on this extra burden.
And I can't understand Father's enthusiasm for the man.
Oh, not that he didn't seem nice enough when I met him, but I...
Mother, is there something behind this I don't know about?
Hmm?
Then there is.
Well, why do you say that?
You don't fool me one bit.
Well, Hazel, the truth of the matter is I've been sworn to secrecy.
About what?
Of course, I suppose I could tell you.
Well, I wouldn't want you to break a confidence.
Who swore you to secrecy?
Your father.
I see.
You won't let it go any further?
Why, of course not.
Well, Elwood Giddings and Teddy are engaged.
Not really.
Yes. He told your father in the strictest confidence.
So Father got over enthusiastic and moved him in.
That's about it.
But I don't see why it's all so hush-hush.
It seems that Mr. Giddings wasn't supposed to tell. Teddy didn't want anything said until she got here, so she could make the announcement and surprise us all.
Oh, well, I won't let on that I know.
You're the only one I've told, except Paul.
Paul?
I had to tell him, Hazel. After all, it's his daughter who is going to get married.
Oh, I didn't mean that. It's just that I didn't know Paul was here. I thought he was still up at Sky Ranch.
Came down this afternoon. He got a wire from Teddy. He'll be here Friday, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, what does he think of the situation?
Well, you know Paul didn't say much. He hasn't met his future son-in-law yet. But he's very happy that he's going to see Teddy again.
I imagine. It's been over 4 years. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem possible.
No.
Mother, how did Paul seem? I think to stay at the ranch did him a world of good. He looks rested.
His voice improved?
Seemed to be. It was nothing but exhaustion, I think.
Not entirely, Mother. A lot of his trouble was worry about Christine and the shock of losing her. I think it was psychosomatic.
Good heavens, what's that? Sounds perfectly awful.
Not awful at all. Simply means he was emotionally upset and it affected his voice.
That's probably it, all right, because he heard the doctor told him there was nothing organically wrong. Why don't you run up and say hello to him?
Oh, I didn't know he was home.
It's up in the studio, getting some of his things out of Teddy's old room.
Well, I'll go up and see him. Want to come with me?
I'll have to go talk dinner with Mrs. Kettleman. Then I'll be up.
All right. I won't be able to stay long because I'll have to be getting home.
Come in, come in. Oh, hi there, Hazel.
Welcome home, Paul.
Well, thank you.
Look as though you've been working. How are you, anyway?
Oh, good. How are you? Sit down. I've been moving some of my junk out of Teddy's room.
Hmm. It'll seem like old times to have Teddy back up here, won't it?
Certainly will. She lived in that room there a good many years.
I can remember how thrilled she was when you fixed it for her. How old was she then?
Oh, right after I adopted her, I guess she was about 8 or so. I'm trying to get everything just the way it was before she left home. All the pictures she had around and everything. But it seemed more like home to her. Of course, now Mrs. Kettleman has cleaned the place up and had it spotless when I got here.
Everything looks fine.
Mm-hmm. I'm just putting in a few sentimental touches here and there, getting my stuff out of her closet and that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
Tell me, have you met this Elwood Giddings?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. He was out someplace when I arrived this afternoon, so I haven't met him yet.
Well, I think I should tell you that Mother let me in on a secret.
Oh. Well, the way it's looking out, I don't believe Teddy's going to surprise many people when she gets here to make her big announcement. But it won't be her fault. She hadn't even told me.
Well, apparently Mr. Giddings told Father, and no one else is supposed to know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess the poor man was so full of it, so ecstatic, he simply had to tell somebody.
Mm-hmm.
We must be very careful not to spoil Teddy's pleasure and be surprised when she gets here. Of course, some of us will be. There are still a good many in the family that won't know about it.
Well, if I'm any judge of human nature, it'll be common knowledge by Friday.
Oh, you sound so cynical, Paul.
Well, I'm just being realistic is all.
Are you happy that Teddy's going to marry at last?
Well, I can only hope that this Giddings will make her happy. She's waited a long time for the right man. I trust that he's the one.
Why do you suppose she hasn't found anybody in all this time? She's such an attractive person.
Hey, so when you get into the field of love, you're faced with one of the great imponderables of life.
Yes, but with Teddy, it's not such an imponderable. I think she's been searching for someone that has matched the ideals she's made of you.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could measure up to those ideals? Poor Teddy was such a lonely little girl when I took her, and almost anybody would have become... Yes, come in. Oh, Mom.
Paul, I thought somebody else wants to meet you. Mr. Giddings, this is Paul. And you know Hazel?
Oh, yes. Mrs. Murray and I have met.
Yes, indeed.
I think I've met practically all the barbers now, except Paul here. How do you do, sir?
Well, Mr. Giddings, how are you? Sit down, would you?
Well, thank you.
Mom?
No, I can't stay, Paul.
I just got in. When Mrs. Barber told me you were here, I asked her if she wouldn't bring me up. Needless to say, I've been very anxious to meet you.
I've got to get back downstairs. So if you'll excuse
me. Thank you, Mrs. Barber.
You're welcome.
Paul, I think I'd better run along, too.
No, Hazel, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hope I didn't interrupt anything.
No, not at all.
Sit down, Hazel. Mr. Giddings and I might bog down in our conversation without your help.
Yes. We couldn't have that, Mrs. Murray.
All right. I'll stay and put in a pearl here and there.
I can't get over it. I simply can't get over it, Mr. Barber. It's all just the way Teddy described it to me.
Oh?
This wonderful house here in Seacliff, San Francisco, all you people... Why, it's just remarkable how vividly Teddy described everybody and everything.
You see, Mr. Giddings has never been out here on the coast before, Paul.
Well, I'm glad you're not finding it disappointing.
Oh, no, anything but. In your studio up here at the top of the house, I knew every angle and nook in it, where your books were, your desk, and Teddy's room. That's it right off there, isn't it?
Yes, you're right. I've just been getting some of my things.
Yes, you'll be here very shortly now. We'll be glad, won't we?
It's been a long time, Art.
Well, the hours she spent describing it all, it was fascinating. And then to come here and find it almost exactly as she pictured it for
That's
me.
That's unusual. So often when you hear about a place beforehand, it doesn't come up to what you expected at all.
Yes. And not only the place, but you people. I knew every one of you before I got here. The only person in the Barber family that I couldn't visualize was you, Paul. I hope you don't mind my calling you Paul.
Not at all.
And my first name's Elwood.
Yes.
Well, as I say, you were the only one in the family that Teddy couldn't seem to give a clear picture of.
How odd.
Exactly what I said to Teddy. How odd that you can't seem to describe your father with the same clearness you do the rest of your family.
I'm surprised Teddy didn't have a photograph of Paul to show you.
I did see a tiny picture she carries in a locket around her neck, but it was very small. Imagine it takes some time ago. The picture on the other side of the locket was one of her when she was a child.
Oh, probably some that were taken when you adopted Teddy, Paul.
Oh, yes, probably.
You see, Mr. Giddings, Paul's turned quite gray since then.
Oh, I understand. It wasn't that so much as the fact that when I tried to pin Teddy down about her father, she always seemed to lapse into I guess the best way to describe it would be to say she became uncertain. And little misty-eyed, I'm afraid.
Oh, yes. My, isn't that a lovely sunset? Have you noticed the wonderful view from up here, Mr. Giddings?
You know, I was just thinking that, Mrs. Murray. What a wonderful view. Yes, sir. Well, that's something, all right. Well, I better get down to my room, brush up. I've been downtown, feel a bit sticky. So, if you'll excuse me, I...
Well, thank you for coming up.
Well, thank you. See you at dinner, I suppose.
Yes, that's right.
Nice to see you again, Mrs. Murray. Bye.
Bye. Paul?
Hmm?
Are you disappointed?
Oh?
You are. I can tell.
No, not exactly disappointed, Hazel. Whatever it is, it may not be a lack in Giddings. The fault probably lies with me. I'm afraid I've always imagined that whoever Teddy married would somehow be perfect. That's silly, of course. We never find perfection. Too bad. She deserves it.
Paul will be back in just a moment. If you have hay fever or a cold, let me ask, have you tried Tabsin for relief of your misery? T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin is an improved antihistaminic tablet. It's different. It can do more for you. Tabsin provides an effective antihistamine for the relief of sneezes and sniffles, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But it does more. Tabsin also acts fast to relieve the pain and distress of the headache that so often accompanies colds and hay fever. You'll like Tabsin, for it is easy to swallow with no unpleasantly bitter aftertaste. Yes, for the misery of hay fever and colds, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. All right, Paul.
What is there about Elwood Giddings that I didn't warm to him? That I don't feel that he's right somehow for Teddy? I wonder if I might feel that way about any man she decided to marry. Maybe it would be a good idea if I took stock of my feelings and gave this Elwood a fair break. Huh? Well, that's how it is with the barbers today. Good night.
Friends, do you have a bottle of Bactine in your home? Bactine, spelled B-A-C-T-I-N-E, is the last word in household antiseptic. There has never been a product exactly like it. Bactine is ideal for itching, burning feet, and for athlete's foot. Bactine relieves the itching and burning and helps combat infection. Bactine is a clear, colorless liquid that does not stain skin or clothing, does not sting nor burn like harsher antiseptics, has a fresh, clean odor. Get a 30 or 70 cent bottle of Bactine from your druggist right away. B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you, transcribed every weekday night at this time, by Miles Laboratories, makers of Tabsin. Tomorrow, Chapter 3, Book 78. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.